Formed in 2009. They've been around for a few years. Good to have them here in the studio with us. We have Billy McKnight, we have Frank, and we have Ron as well here to join us, the band Soul Circus. My goodness, good to have you guys here.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
I was not expecting the whole band, you know.
Well, we still have Joey Kirkland, our other lead guitar player, and Jason Alfano, our drummer, and Dan Turner, our bass player, down there, but they want to come up, so next time.
Let's start off a little bit, though. I think a lot of our area residents are talking about what's going on in Florida, and you guys can tell us firsthand.
Yeah, so we're from Tampa, and our beaches just got hit by Helene about 2.5 weeks ago, and it was a disaster. And then this Milton guy just came through and knocked it all over again. So fortunately, I don't know anyone personally that was killed in this, but it's our beaches are a mess right now, and it's just one after another. So we're praying for everyone back home. We're coming home tomorrow, and we need any help you can do. And thank you for sending a truck with canned goods down there, because people are without houses, without electricity, flooded out. All the places we play along the beach, which is huge, are underwater. I've been there my whole life, and it's the worst I've ever seen it.
Plus all the massive tornadoes as well yesterday.
We never have that, but the storms were so big that the whole south part of Florida were getting hit with tornadoes.
You guys were up here in the beautiful weather. Were you feeling a little bit guilty, were you?
Unbelievably beautiful up here now.
Yeah. And yes, feeling guilty. We didn't want to take videos of it because, you know, our family back home is under stress. And here, the Midwest has just been blue skies and cool weather and gorgeous.
Well, we played the song just a little bit ago. Maybe, Frank, you could talk about this one. You wear the T-shirt about the home.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm Frank Myers. I'm the producer. And I actually took Joey's place because he stayed in Tampa with his wife and dog and all that. And I've worn this T-shirt for a couple years, and it says Home of the Free Because of the Brave. And finally, after wearing it for so long, I finally looked at it one day. I said, man, that's a good title. We need to write that song, and we need to, celebrate those who have given us our freedom over through the years.
Have you guys had a chance to play for some veterans groups before?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We do a yearly honor the veterans. We're a patriotic band, so we do quite a bit of it down south. We just appreciate the men and women who sacrifice everything, and we have much respect for them.
How does the writing process work here? How do you come about a song?
Well, like Frank said, on this particular song, he was wearing the shirt, and he said, Billy, I like this title. Come on up. And I flew up to Nashville, and another hit songwriter, Billy Montana, joined us, and we sat down one day and wrote it. And then we presented it to the guys, and we put it together. But it happens in all different ways. You come up with an idea first, or a title, a great title like that, and then you just start to work it and work it down, and then the creating process is the most fun for me personally. Having an idea and then the process until it's a final mastered mix is a lot of fun, and it's almost therapy.
Yeah, and then you bring the band in, and they kind of
band in and play, and I'll do all my vocals one day, and then he'll come back down, and we'll do all the harmonies, and then he'll come back down, because it takes a week per with you should do five at a time. And so each song gets a day, and then he'll come down, we'll do a final mix, and then put it in the hopper.
We've been playing the Soul Circus Cowboys for a long time here on the
radio. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. What's been the biggest radio hit? Any idea?
Billy got that one.
I think it's been I Stand. Another patriotic song, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're starting to get more and more plays at radio. We're doing pretty well in the streaming and our YouTube channel, but radio's starting to really open their eyes to us. So having guys like you in front of it is much appreciated.
And they can look us up at soulcircuscowboys.com and, of course, all the social media outlets as well. And everywhere you stream digital music, and it's also on the
Touch Tunes.
So you can Waffle House
wherever there's Touch Tunes, you can search Soul Circus Cowboys and play our music, and we appreciate everybody that does that.
No doubt. Well, you guys have guitars. I'd be remiss if I didn't say, hey, can you play one for us?
Sure,
well,
we'd love to.
You've played all the songs. Do you have a request?
I don't know. I like them all.
Yeah, then.
What would you suggest?
Well, you know, people come down to Florida to get away from their 40, 50-hour job and come down to our beautiful beaches. And right now, our beaches are in disarray. So to honor our beaches, this song is called Sit on a Beach, when usually it's paradise. Okay. Quick shout-out to those guys right there, Redwood Empire. They, because of them, we're able to afford to come out here and do these radio tours. We appreciate them very much for sponsoring us.
You brought the bottle in. It looks like something's missing. I'm going to have to see what's going
on. Somebody already snuck some.
Somebody snuck some out front there.
And it's really good, too.
Yeah. Nice and smooth. All right. Well, take it away, guys.
All right.
One, two, three, four.
Been 12-hour days the past 6 months. My body complains, my mind's in a rut. All I ever do is work and sleep. The cooler's packed and so are my clothes. Tomorrow I'll be miles down the road. Mid-afternoon I'll be right where I wanna be. I wanna sit on a beach, a drink in my hand, my face in the sun, my feet in the sand. Give me one, give me two, give me three, give me four beers. 5, 6, 7, 8, who cares? Sleep all night with the stars in a beach chair. Oh yeah, who's ever been there? Na 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 na. Sit on a beach, sit on a beach, yeah. Oh yeah. Gonna turn off the phone, chill out and rest. The weather's warm, the group is the best. I love the sound of the waves and an ocean breeze. There'll be girls in bikinis laid out in the sand, umbrella drinks and books in their hands. I got a baseball cap and some good sunscreen. I wanna sit on a beach, a drink in my hand, my face in the sun, my feet in the sand. Give me one, give me two, give me three, give me four beers. 5, 6, 7, 8, who cares? Sleep all night with the stars in a beach chair. Oh yeah, who's ever been there? Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Sit on a beach, sit on a beach, yeah. A drink in my hand, my face in the sun, my feet in the sand.
One more time.
Give me one, give me two, give me three, give me four beers. 5, 6, 7, 8, who cares? Sleep all night with the stars in a beach chair. Oh yeah, who's ever been there? Na 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 na. Sit on a beach, sit on a beach, yeah.
Ah, awesome.
Thank you.
Soul Thank Circus you. Cowboys.
I saw you over there. I thought you were going to start nah, nah.
I was thinking about it. I didn't want to spoil it, though. You guys have such tight harmony there.
You know? Thank you.
You're like
Thank
brothers
you.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this guy over here, he's an award-winning guitarist.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a, Thank you. Yeah, he can throw down. We have a great time every time we go out and play. It's a lot of fun being in this band.
No doubt. We'll take a break and come back. Okay. You guys got another song in you yet this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. It's an honor to have Soul Circus Cowboys. Last song dedicated to all the residents of Florida. We're praying for them. And again, is there a special place where people can donate if they're listening? Have you come across anything?
What was the place you mentioned?
Samaritan's Purse.
Samaritan's Purse.
Navy.
or the Cajun Navy. We trust them. They make sure that the residents get what you give.
Okay, wonderful. We'll be back with more in a moment. Welcome back to our studio here on WRCO Radio. Glad to have you in here in the Richland Family Restaurant Studio, and we've got some live music today. I always love that. It's good. Reminds me of the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like standing around a microphone singing.
Yep.
So, Billy, they say you're a major foodie. Is that true?
I am a major foodie. That's one of the things I like to do best is go out.
He hates food?
If I walk into your restaurant, I'm going to take a picture of the presentation, and I'm going to give you a critic. Not that I am one, but enough people have been following me but that they'll come in, and the places that I eat at are like, oh, okay, you know, we appreciate you. Come on back. So it's working in my home state.
He has 1,000 pictures of his meals.
Food? Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're one of those posting all the food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. But how do you stay fit, you know, when you're on the road there eating all that food?
Yeah, I love to stay in the gym. I mean, I've been working out since I'm 15.
Gym
and yeah.
Gym rat.
You have to. You have to. This business, you know, it takes a lot out of you. So the exercise helps me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You got some talented guys here. This guy over here has written a couple of songs, hasn't
Grammy Award winning songwriter Frank Myers. His biggest song is I Swear, and just a slew of number one hits from Lone Star Hits, from Tomorrow, from Chris Young, and just it goes on and on and on. So happy that he's in our corner.
That's amazing, yeah. I Swear, that got played a few times. Didn't
a couple times.
Yeah.
Well, the Minions did it, didn't they?
Like, the Minions did it.
When's that happened?
That's right.
Despicable Me Too, yeah.
It's in Despicable Me Too.
It's been in all kinds of movies and commercials, and it was number one around the world, literally around the world.
And you had two different versions, pop and country,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Pop version was number one 11 weeks on the pop charts, and like I said, around the world, and then there's all kinds of different versions and different languages, and it's just
I've seen it on a Gain commercial. I know that.
Yeah. How long did it take to write that one, by the way?
Well, you know, my partner at the time, Gary Baker, we were in a duo called Baker and Myers for a while, and we worked together for quite a while, and he just called me. He lives in Sheffield, Alabama, which is 3 hours from Nashville, where I live. And he knew I was coming down to work with him, and we were actually writing with Robert Byrne in the morning, God rest his soul, big hit songwriter. He called and said, Frank, I got a title for you to think of on your drive down. He says, it's called I Swear. He says, you know, just, you know, I swear I'll love you forever. I swear I'll always be there, you know, that kind of thing. I said, cool. So I wrote the chorus on a little handheld micro cassette player, yeah. Driving from my house down to actually Muscle Shoals, wrote the chorus on that, and we wrote with Robert that morning, and we were done by 11 or 12, and he had cooked some barbecue chicken, whatever, and I had left my car over at Fame Studios, and on the way back over there, I said, hey man, I wrote a chorus coming down here to that idea you gave me this morning, and we went inside Fame, and went up to Walt Aldridge's office, and he and I just sat there, wrote the verses, and that's it.
Yeah.
We did, well, that ain't it. We did two demos on it. Everybody in town passed on it. I mean, all the big names passed on I Swear, and I personally pitched it to John Michael Montgomery 3 times before he finally cut it.
Do you still have the micro cassette Casey Trotter?
No. I mean, I may somewhere. I have no idea where it is. You know, I had so many of those things.
Yeah.
The original lyric that I wrote the song on is in the Country Music Hall of Fame, along with the original lyric of You and I that I wrote for Eddie Rabb and Crystal Gayle.
Oh, yeah. You wrote that one, too. And that was a number one.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, good to have you in the studio with us.
Great to be here, man.
Yeah. Part of the
and
Soul
you need to just, Cowboys. If you feel like singing with us, just chime in.
Okay? Yeah. Okay. Careful what you ask for here, you know. But you guys got another song in you today?
Sure.
Though?
Sure. This song, I'm going to ask the ladies that are listening. This is a song about it when you're trying to reach your man, you're trying to talk to him, and he seems to just be ignoring you, and you can't get through to him until finally you've had enough and you left, and then it's like, can you hear me now? And he's like, wait, what happened? And he's oblivious to the whole thing. So this song is written from a woman's point of view, the best we could, from being broke up with a lot of times in our lives. It's called Can You Hear Me Now?
All right.
Just She said, I hate to say goodbye in a note, and working it out was always my hope. I tried talking to you so many times, but the words you heard were yours and not mine. Can you hear me now? Now that I'm gone, are you lonely now? When you lay there alone, you never would listen when I poured out my heart. I bet the silence is deafening for you in the dark. Can you hear me now? Whoa. Can you hear me now? She said, I must have cried a river of tears, and it's sad to think I wasted all these years. But there's lessons here both of us can learn. You know, actions speak louder than words. Can you hear me now? Now that I'm gone, are you lonely now? When you lay there alone, you never would listen when I poured out my heart. I bet the silence is deafening for you in the dark. Can you hear me now? Said, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Now that I'm gone, are you lonely now? When you lay there alone, you never. I bet the silence is deafening for you in the dark. Can you hear me now? Whoa, can you hear me now? She said, I hate to say goodbye in a note.
Circus Cowboy.
That was up there for the morning.
That was, man.
Because Ronnie put it a half step higher.
Yeah.
You think it was high for you.
Tighten your shirt.
Well,
good stuff. We'll be back with more from the Soul Circus Cowboys. You guys on a time schedule? A little bit?
Yeah, we got to hit one more radio station.
One more radio today. Yeah. You got one more song, though, maybe?
Yeah, I think we can.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our studio here. We have Soul Circus Cowboys for a few more minutes here in the studio with us. Billy, could you talk a little bit about your collaboration with St. Jude's?
Oh, yeah, that's a really big thing. We do a benefit at Skipper Smokehouse every year for those kids. I walked through the hospital once in Memphis, and it literally took my breath away. So that is our biggest foundation that we do, and all the proceeds I get, at least two or three of the most popular bands in the whole state of Florida come join us, and we put a lot of people in the seats. And every year the president of St. Jude's comes over, and we make a big donation to him every year. We wrote a song called Believe It that went to some proceeds to that as well. So those kids are our heroes. They're fighting the biggest fight, and they're not even 10 yet.
You're going to be heading back home to Florida here in a day or so?
We were supposed to fly out tonight, but the Tampa airport was shut down because of the storm, so we're picking up a 4:30 flight in the morning.
Okay. Well, we wish you best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully, you said your buildings were all right in Florida?
My personal buildings were all right. It's our beaches that are really taking the hit. So hopefully we can get them up and running because, you know, it's season time. And so
everybody wants to sit on a beach.
Everybody wants to sit mm-hmm. on a beach. And, you know, tourism is a big, huge part of our livelihoods for everybody. And so we just got to go back and assess the situation and get them back up and running.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You're going to be playing some tours, some shows here in the coming weeks?
We hope so. Tomorrow night was in Apollo Beach. It got canceled, so we have to go back and see what's going to be around. We have the Biketoberfest in Daytona, which is a huge, huge bike rally, usually about 300,000 bikers from all over the country. We don't know if that's up and running, so I'll have to go back and make some phone calls and see who's up and who's down.
We'd like to get you back here sometime.
We'd love to come up here. Great town.
Hey, and you know what? If there's anybody listening to this that would like to book this band, you can always reach out to us at soulcircuscowboys.com, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come play for your birthday party or whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
Wedding dance?
Yeah, we like it. Midwest is really cool.
Awesome. Well, it's an honor to have you guys here, and very good. We do one more song.
Sure, we saw a lot of barns coming in.
Yeah.
This particular song, when I was raised in Brandon, Florida, which is southeast of Tampa, we were just cow pastures and orange groves. So we'd have a flatbed trailer in the field and a keg of beer, a red solo cup, and a live band. That was our weekend. And this is kind of how the song originated. It's called Party at the Barn.
All right.
When the rooster crows, got a cup of joe, heading out the door. 12 hour day, bailing hay till these calloused hands are sore. 5 days a week, we work and sleep from sunup to sundown. We blow off steam, if you know what I mean. When the weekend comes around, we party at the barn, y'all. Raise a little yee-haw. Line up the shots, smoke what we got, and break out the Les Pauls. Gonna build a bonfire, get a little hot wet. Rock till we drop, ain't no clocks, and there ain't no last call. Party at the barn, y'all. There'll be beer and wine and homemade shine, steaks out on the grill. Cars and bikes and jacked up trucks parked out in the field. You can smell the smoke and hear the music all the way to town. The girls get down, the boys get loud, but the law don't come around. We party at the barn, y'all. Raise a little yee-haw. Line up the shots, smoke what we got, and break out the Les Pauls. Gonna build a bonfire, get a little hot wired. Rock till we drop, ain't no clocks, and there ain't no last call. Party at the barn, y'all. The coyotes cry, that southern wind whispers through the trees. Party at the barn, y'all. Raise a little yee-haw. Line up the shots, smoke what we got, and break out the Les Pauls. Gonna build a bonfire, get a little hot wired. Rock till we drop. Party at the barn, y'all. Raise a little yee-haw.
come get you some of it.
Circus Cowboys. I like that slide guitar over there.
Yeah, yeah, love it.
Nice job, Ron. Thanks, and Bill. Frank and Billy, you bet. Soul Circus Cowboys.
Thank you for being here with you.
Good to see you guys.
Appreciate you.
Come back when it's warmer weather next summer.
All right. All right.